Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CBE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and there's no stopping us now. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish you could, hope you can, phone number is 407-894-1680. And if you're driving, hope you're sighted, and hope you listen to the show at the same time. And if you're wondering what this show's all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right.
Hi, we love Michael. It.
What? Good guy.
I got something to say that we don't say too often anymore, and it struck me this week.
I want to tell you people out there all over the United States, wherever you're at, whatever organization you belong to, we do have a PSA. You can call us anytime and tell us what's new in your neighborhood, what's going to go on in your neighborhood, a meeting or anything that does with your area. Call us, let Lynn know, or we'll have you on the air and you can explain about what that's from.
Thank you, Gary. And that, you know what, folks, that helps the show because it makes it more interesting. We like to hear from you folks, wherever you are. If you're in Mississippi, if you're in Alabama, if you're in Pennsylvania, wherever you are, call in. We'd love to hear from you.
407.
Yeah, if you're in another country, too. 407-894-1680. And if you don't want to come on the radio and if you want to tell us, write to us, Michael. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D,
and
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And then we'll read it.
Right.
So if you don't want to come on and you want to tell us something, write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Gary.
It's your trivia.
Yes.
Gary, I got something to say.
Yes.
We're talking about folks jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
But you did something else that I wouldn't do.
Gary,
you
never
also, I don't know if you told the folks, you used to ride a motorcycle.
Biker.
You were a biker with long hair. Wearing a motorcycle jacket.
Yes,
Gary,
sir.
That caricature on the wall, Gary, didn't you have a long braid down your back?
I had long hair all the way down to my belt almost in the back.
A caricature that it was a braid.
So you were one of those bikers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had it tied up. Yeah, I was a biker in the past and had good fun, had a lot of good friends. I didn't get in any trouble, but motorcycle was so fun to me. I'll tell you what, as fast as I ever had a motorcycle up to, I would never do it again. I had my motorcycle up. That was a 650 Triumph Bonneville. 126 miles an hour.
Where the hell were you?
Weren't on Colonial Boulevard, were you?
No, this was up in New York State. I had country roads up there. I was from the country. I was going to school, and a kid knew math real well. Said that bike only weighed 20 ounces at that speed. All I had to do was hit a pebble, and I would have been no longer. So I never did it again.
Oh. Was Gary, your brother Gary, a biker too?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And believe it or not, we started out on little bikes. And so anybody that's going to want to ride a motorcycle and do good, start out on a little one, something like a 90cc, something like that. Get used to it. Don't go out there and get in a big Harley and try it. You need to start out slow. Get used
that's
to how to ride.
Gary, we call that the weekend warrior.
Yeah, weekend warrior.
Big Harley, right?
Yep. So, I highly recommend if somebody wants to ride a motorcycle to do the small one, start out that way. Don't go getting a big Harley and think you're going to be a pro at it.
Okay, it's time for trivia. Trivia time.
Michael, it's your trivia time?
That's right. It's my trivia.
All right. 407-894-1680.
It's trivia time. Chris, play my trivia. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is playing? Who's singing the song?
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
It's not Charles singing, by the way, folks. It's not Charles.
That's what you're looking at.
It's just not enough.
Everybody can recognize that voice. That should be a gimme. It's easy. Who's singing the song? Play a little more, Chris. Another couple seconds. In case they didn't get the voice.
Get a lot of
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
That's an easy one.
Yep.
I even know that one.
Even Gary knows it.
Even I know that one.
It's not Charles.
Not Charles.
No.
No, Charles. Our
Charles.
Our
Brooks.
Our guest co-host.
Okay, folks, who was singing the song? 407-894-1680.
All right, you ready? You ready?
Yep, we're ready. We're ready. We're
all
ready.
Right, I think this is a first-time caller calling in right here from Orlando, Miss Monica from Orlando, Florida. Monica, how you doing?
Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hello, is this Blind Man Gary by chance?
It is. This is the Blind Man Gary here.
Hey, Blind Man. It's Monica, your friend from the VA.
Yes, Monica from the VA. Yes, my VIS coordinator.
Yes, I got the answer.
All right. Okay, who's singing? Monica, who's singing the song?
It's Barry White, of course.
My darling,
you are right. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Monica, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from.
You got it.
Hey, Monica, what's it called? Subway. Subway. $10 gift card from Subway.
Fresh. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Monica.
Wait a minute, Gary. Monica, tell us a little more about yourself.
Tell us something about Gary.
Yeah, tell us more about Gary. We don't know.
Well, Blind Man
Gary, troublemaker.
He's pretty easygoing. He only calls me every once in a while when he needs a new talking watch, and that's about it.
Yep.
Wait. We get it, Monica. We get it. We live on the radio. You don't want to put too much out there. So
what
we'll do, we'll wait till we get off the airwaves, and we can really go in on the phone line. How about that?
There you go. We'll have a roast Gary session.
Right. Is this your first time listening to the station?
Monica, have you listened to the show?
No, Gary had told me about it a while ago and told me to tune in, Blind and Beyond, and I hadn't. And then my husband told me a couple weeks ago that he heard you guys on the radio, and he turned it on tonight. So this is our first time, or my first time listening.
Is your husband sitting beside you right now?
Your first time, and you won yourself $10 gift card from Subway.
What did you say, Chris?
Monica, is your husband by you now?
Yes, he is.
Give him a high five from us and tell him thank you. Because he just got y'all a nice little dinner, a nice little romantic dinner for two to Subway.
Yes.
Chris, tell Monica your story about Subway.
What I used to do before I got married, I would take different people out and I'd take them to my favorite restaurant and I'd tell them, hey, I'm going to take you out to this nice restaurant where they fix everything right there in front of you, give you whatever you want. And they'd be like, oh my God, we finna go out somewhere fancy. I'm like, you right. And as soon as we pull up, guess where we at? We're in a parking lot of Subway. Cause they.
That's good. So, did you ever get a second date?
No, not a whole lot, but I did catch a wife in one of them.
There you go. Awesome.
Monica, don't hang up. Hold on one moment. All right.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Monica. And
thank you guys. Great show.
Yes, thank you. Oh, well, you're on there, Monica. I need an LLI. Yeah. What's that?
Liquid level indicator.
I need.
I'll put it in tomorrow, Gary.
Okay, we're gonna go to break.
Thank you.
Don't go away. Radio show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, you can try to call in. We'd love to hear from you. It's 407-894-1680. Don't forget, when you call in, it helps the show. So we'd love to hear from you. We're not going to bite you. We want you to call. We appreciate you to call. We want you to call. Please call in, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back, and it's a timely segment because the event will be happening sooner than later. Welcome back, Andrew Elkins. And Andrew is the event and marketing manager for CSUN, the largest assistive technology conference in the world. Welcome back, Andrew.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn.
Hey, Andrew.
Nice to be back.
You're welcome. Say hi to Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Andrew.
Okay. So it's going to, like I said, sooner than later.
Definitely, sooner than later. We're only about 5 weeks away from the conference, which is March 14th to the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. We have 5 days of the conference, a single pre-conference day, 4 days of general sessions, and some great special events that we've got going on, including some feature presentations from Jared Smith, and who's from WebAIM, and attorney Lainey Feingold. We also have a very special screening of Feeling Through, which is the first film to feature a deafblind actor in a lead role, and it was nominated for an Academy Award.
Wow. That's really something. Yeah.
We're just announcing the fact that we are freezing our registration rate increase, so it's not going to increase before the registration closes on March 8th.
Speaking of the registration fee then, but I would assume that it's a different fee going if you're attending live in Anaheim or versus going on virtually, yes? Could you tell
Well, our conference is Yeah, our conference is an in-person conference. Mm-hmm. We will have some limited hybrid things that are being live streamed that will be available to the public. So there is no charge for that. That's going to be a select number of sessions, our live feature presentations, and our keynote address. But yes, there is a charge for coming in to the conference, where we have over 200 educational sessions and a lot of networking and community activities.
Give us an idea of, I mean, you don't have to name names if you don't want to, but give us an idea of the types of vendors that will be there.
Sure. We are a general disability conference, so we have a wide array of companies that cover specific disabilities. That can be anything from AAC companies to blind, low vision, to deaf, hard of hearing. So we have, you know, obviously some of the larger companies like Vispero. We have ReedSpeaker. We've got a ton of companies that are coming out. And our exhibit hall, if you're local in the area or just want to come out, is free and open to the public. So we want people to come out, talk to these leaders in the assistive technology industry, and get a feel for what's coming up and making the world a more inclusive place.
If I could interrupt you for a second, anybody out there is listening to what we're talking about now, and you want to ask questions, please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680, and I'm sure we'll get your questions answered. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely happy to do so.
Yeah. So tell us more about the virtual aspect of it, Andrew.
Especially okay.
Since COVID. I mean, there's still a lot of people that aren't traveling, but there are people that do. But let's talk about the virtual. How do people register? What can they expect when they go online? You know, how many days, and how does it work?
Sure. Well, the virtual aspect of our conference, there's no need to register. People would just go to our website, which is csun.at/conference, and they would just go and click on the either the feature presentation or any of the general sessions that are being live streamed, and that will take them to our YouTube page where they can watch it live. So a pretty simple process. And then for those people who are coming out and attending in person, we health and safety is our main priority for all conference participants. And I know I mentioned it last time I was on the show, but I'll mention it again. We are requiring vaccinations and proof of vaccinations for all conference attendees. We're going to have daily health screenings to make sure that everybody's, you know, coming to the conference,
wow,
knowing that they're feeling well. We're mandating masks indoors. All of our general session rooms will have social distance seating. So we're taking all precautions, including obviously consistently sanitizing both the conference public areas as well as our session rooms.
That's
so
wonderful.
You know, we're making sure we're creating a safe environment for all attendees.
Wonderful. Gary, do you have any questions for Andrew?
No, I don't. Just a second.
Okay, all right. Well, if anybody has any questions for Andrew, now's the time to call in. What's the number, Gary?
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Now, this is, what, the 37th year, Andrew? So this is not something
that
was just started.
No, this is the 37th annual conference. It's
wow.
The longest-running and only university-sponsored conference of its kind. So traditionally, in a non-pandemic year, we would have close to 4,500 to 5,000 attendees.
Mm-hmm.
We are obviously expecting a smaller number due to, obviously, some people's concerns about coming out to an event. But it still should be a sizable conference, obviously still, again, taking into consideration making sure everybody stays safe. So we do welcome people to come out and join us. Obviously, if you can't come join us this year, please, you know, go online to our website and look over what's going to be live streamed, and then make sure during the week of the 14th to the 18th of March that you kind of schedule out, blocking out some time to watch those sessions and listen to those sessions live.
Terrific, Seth. You can just pop on and just listen to everything. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
Yeah. You know, obviously, unfortunately, we can't have everything live streamed from the conference, but we did put together a select schedule of things that we feel like will appeal to a broad audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to talk about the fact that, you know, this is the first time in over 2 years, pretty much, that our community is coming back together. So we've also created some really great social events that are going to be taking place at our conference. So, you know, we're doing a couple kickoff happy hours, our welcome reception. We're also doing a bingo game night and karaoke. So we got a lot going on at our conference this year.
Well, that'll be fun.
That makes it a lot of fun.
That's at the Marriott or at the conference? Well,
no, this is going to be – so the conference is held at the Anaheim Marriott in Anaheim, California, so all activities are self-contained inside the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have stuff to eat there, or do you have to go outside to eat?
Nope. They have three restaurants as well as a market, so there's plenty of food. And since it's part of Anaheim, California, and near the convention center and near Disneyland, there's also a lot of food locally that can either be DoorDashed to the hotel or was within walking distance of the hotel.
Well, it's nice that you have the three restaurants. There's nothing more annoying experience to go to one of these conventions/conferences, and then you only can eat one place, and it costs an arm and a leg just for a salad. You know, you don't have any choices. Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah.
You have more options.
Yeah, we want to make sure our attendees have plenty of options when it comes to regards to food. Mm-hmm. Even during the conference, you can pre-order box lunches from when you do your conference registration and pick them up, so you don't have to wait in any lines.
Oh, that's
great.
That's great.
We're doing everything we can to listen to our attendees and make their conference experience the best possible.
Terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So just tell us a few of the the lectures, the sections, you know what I'm talking about, the sessions where people get up and they speak and about different topics, just for a few examples.
Sure. So,
especially for the blind and the VI.
Gotcha. I'm not going to get into specifics with regards to our presenters, but if you want to look at the entire list of educational sessions that our conference has to offer, that is available on the sessions section of our website, and I would give that address again. It's csun.at/conference, and there we list all 200-plus sessions that are taking place during the Tuesday through the Friday of the conference, and you can go through that list and sort out by the different disabilities or the different topics, even keywords, so that you can find sessions that you're looking for. And again, we also spent a lot of time this year trying to make it easier for our attendees or people who are interested in attending to find the sessions that they were interested in attending so that they can better map out their schedule for the conference week.
Sounds like you've thought of everything from the Fox lunches, which I think is the coolest thing. And then just making sure that everybody's safe. You know, I think that's great. So there shouldn't be any doubts, people coming to worry about their health. I think that's great.
Yeah, we're excited to be back in person. And again, you know, we're doing everything possible to create the safest and best conference experience for everyone who's attending.
It's wonderful. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much. We'll have you back again. We'll have you back again before the event.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Stay well. What are we going to say?
You as well. And thank you again for having us on the show. On the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Look forward to having you back.
Thanks for your support also. We appreciate it.
Okay.
But we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, Andrew. All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
We're going to do a quick break, and we'll come back with a very interesting trivia.
Okey-dokey.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference
hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's the bottom of the hour right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mike.
Oh, I thought I was talking. I thought I was doing all that talking, and I was talking to myself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, like this.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to the mic, and the mic was off. That's what happens when
you're blind. You sounded different, Michael.
Sounded different.
You sounded like me.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And you're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. I said it twice. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. But before we go to trivia, I got to ask Gary a question. Gary.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which you miss more, driving a car or driving a motorcycle?
That's real hard to say.
I can't do either, but which you miss more?
You
don't know.
Riding a motorcycle.
But you miss that more. No kidding.
Yeah, I love a motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah, car. Anybody can have a car, but not everybody got a motorcycle.
All right. All right, folks. This is a different trivia right now I'm going to bring up. I want you to listen carefully. Every state is known for something. So I want you to name me three states. When you call in, you got to name me three states that are known for something. And don't say it's known for, you know, the trash collector. I want to know three states, what they're known for. And you got to, when you say it, everybody's got to know it. Okay? Every state's known for something. I want to know three states, what they're known for. Three states.
They got to get all three states. Okay.
And if you say something that Gary and I don't agree to, then you don't win. Gary and I got to know that the three states you're mentioning are known for that whatever. Okay,
yeah,
three states. Okay, we can have a few callers calling in, mentioning three different states. So the first person calling mentioned a state, that's fine. But three states, I want, when you call in, three states, what are they known for? Okay, here we go. 407-894-1680. What three states have you have in mind? What they're known for? Okay, it's an easy one.
Okay.
But the question is, Gary and I have to agree to, because you can mention that XYZ state is known for trash collector, and we have to say, right. Gary and I would say, no, that's not correct.
Yeah.
Okay, that state's not known for trash collecting. So three states, what they're known for.
All right, you ready?
Okay, we got a few different calls. 407-894-1680. What, Gary?
All right.
We're waiting for it. I got to go back to the motorcycle. Now, I'm thinking of back in the day. Now, today, I think I'd rather have a car because the roads are so congested, so dangerous to ride a motorcycle. I'd almost have to go back to a car.
Yeah, that's true. It depends where you're driving your motorcycle. If you're in Montana, it's one thing. But if you're in Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, you could get killed.
Yeah, it's real tough. I was up.
Okay, Chris, we have any call on the line? The first caller?
No, not yet. But I got a state. You ready?
What? Go ahead.
Florida is known for bipolar weather.
What?
Bipolar weather in Florida.
Bipolar weather.
We don't agree. Carrie and I don't agree to that one.
Because you never know what kind of weather you're gonna get.
Name three states what they're known for. Each state what they're known for. You gotta name three states what they're known for. 407-894-1680.
Okay,
it's an easy question.
I got one more then.
I know, but okay. Go for it, Chris.
It's Florida again.
It's Florida.
It's known for hotter in construction.
Beep, 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 wrong. Okay, you got nobody calling up, right? I can't believe it.
407-894-1680.
Three states, what they're known for. Each state, what you got to name. Three states, what they're known for.
All right, so it's got to be three states, and you have to be in agreement with them, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's three states. Name three states. What they're known for? Yeah, Gary and I are the judges.
What about Chris?
You can be a judge too, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah,
but the point is, you have to name three states and each state what they're known for. It's an easy one.
Yeah, but they'll be known for more than one thing.
I only want to know one thing what each state's known for.
Right. And then you three have to
name three states, though. Can't just name one.
So, they're having trouble getting one.
For example, it would be like California is known for its football teams.
I wouldn't agree with that either.
But it's something like that on that scale.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, 407-894-1680. I got a caller calling in. Give me one moment. Go ahead, call.
Okay, caller. Who you got?
You have to get one. Gary's right.
Yeah, like you get one.
No, three states, that's easy.
Florida's simple.
I can think of three states real fast.
Each one's known for something.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the phone line. We got our good friend, the one that we thought was singing a song earlier, I Can't Get Enough. The one and only, the Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles?
Oh, Charles! Hey, Charles!
It's Barry White's impersonator.
Yeah,
Barry White
Jr. Yeah, from Orlando, Florida. Ocala, Florida. Okay, Charles, you're calling for trivia. So what do you think the answer is?
Barry White is impersonating me.
Barry White is impersonating you, okay.
I'm going to answer your trivia question.
Okay,
let's go, Charles. Come on.
Which is arbitrary. Oklahoma is known as Tornado Alley.
There you go.
Florida is known as the lightning capital of the world.
Good.
Nevada.
One more.
Gambling capital of the U.S.
You got it. You know what? I wouldn't have thought of those except one. I would have thought of Nevada, but I wasn't thinking of Florida, that one. But you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
You got it, Charles. Good going.
Good going, Charles. Okay, thank you so much, Charles. You just won yourself a $10
gift card
somewhere.
Wait a minute.
Thank
now,
you, Charles, for calling in.
All right, Charles. Thank you so much, Charles.
Okay.
All right, so I have two more callers on the phone line.
Okay, let's hear.
I got Anna from Orlando and Ken from Australia. All right. So,
Ken from Australia.
Yeah, so, but
he just won.
No, Ken just won. That's right.
He just won last week.
Okay, so here's Anna. Here's Anna from Orlando. Anna, how you doing?
Oh, he didn't win. I'm sorry, Ken.
I'm good.
Oh, Ken didn't win. Okay, I thought he won. No,
I thought he won.
Okay, no, he didn't. No, nope, wrong. Ken can win.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, wrong information.
All right, so we got Anna on the phone line. Anna, how you doing?
Anna's back to Anna Ken. Okay.
You.
So, Anna, are you first time caller?
No, I haven't called those since last year.
Oh, okay. So, tell me something, Anna. Give me three states. What three states are you going to talk about?
Florida's known for their oranges, for the citrus.
Correct. That's what I was thinking of. Correct. Yes.
Georgia's known for the peaches.
I was thinking of that one too. Yes.
Yep.
And New York, where I'm from, is known for the Big Apple.
You're right. Okay. You got it. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway. Thanks for calling in. That was a good one. Good one.
That's a good one. Real good one.
Very good one. Thank you. Now it's Ken, you're up, Ken.
All right, Anna, don't go anywhere. Anna, hold on one more. I need to get some information from you, all right?
Anna. You got
to
get your information.
Thank you.
Now it's Ken's turn. Ken, you're up. Ken's all the way from Australia. He thinks he knows the 50 states.
Mad Australia.
That's here for the 50 states. What three states are you picking?
I'm picking New York State, famous for Broadway. Louisiana, famous for jazz.
Louisiana Jazz, okay.
Yep.
And Pennsylvania famous for Philadelphia
cheesesteaks. Oh, yay!
Hey, Philadelphia
cheesesteaks. You got it, Ken.
You got it, Ken. Congratulations, buddy.
You just won yourself a $10. Do they have Subways in Australia?
Yeah, do they have Subways in Australia?
You know what? Give it to somebody in your favorite charity.
Oh, thank you. But do they have Subways in Australia?
They do, but I'm avoiding parks.
You're avoiding parks?
It's a waste room.
Car bar.
It's a waste room.
I'm avoiding car bar, so I don't want to have it.
He's avoiding carbs.
Okay, carbs. He's avoiding carbs. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Chris, he's not avoiding.
Yeah, he went to Chris. He loves Subway. Thank you so much for calling in, Ken. And thank you for your tribute. Thank you for your participation. Thank you. That was fun. Okay, anybody else on the line?
Nope, not right now. But let me handle this and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hey, Michael. I was going to say New Jersey for the boardwalk.
Boardwalks? Yeah, boardwalks. Different boardwalks.
And New York has a Statue of Liberty.
You have to say New Jersey's favorite for Down the Shore.
Yeah, Down the Shore.
Okay, you got to say it right. Down the Shore.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
What's Maine famous for?
Maine's for lobsters.
That's right. That's what I was thinking of, lobster. All right, let's see if anybody else calls in. Let's see if anybody calls in and mention some other states. Yeah, Philip's known for the cheesesteaks.
Illinois famous for?
Don't give up. People who might call in.
Well,
Maine is for the lobster. That's right.
Illinois.
Anna, you should hit it right on the nail, right on the head, Anna. You're good, Anna. If you're listening, you're good.
And
Ken, he got it with cheesesteaks, off of cheesesteaks.
Yeah. That's our first winner from another country. I'll tell you. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But is also known for their pretzels.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Pretzels, What about row houses?
Yeah, that too. Well, Baltimore's got row houses too.
Who?
All right, I got another trivia question right now. I'm thinking of one. This is an interesting one. Not everybody's going to know this one. Philadelphia had a woman make something back in the 1700s.
Oh, I know that already.
Okay, and it was the first one of its kind. What am I thinking of? I'll go again with this trivia question. A woman made something. She was asked to make something. She made something in the 1700s.
She made something. It was the first one of its kind. Since then, millions and millions and millions and millions of what she made is now produced by machines, but she made it pretty much manually.
Yep.
Okay. What was her name?
And unfortunately, a lot of them aren't made here.
That's correct. A lot of what she made was made in China. But she made the first one. What was her name? What am I thinking of?
Right,
it was in Philadelphia. It was in Philadelphia. It was made by a woman.
Oh, my gosh. You're giving it away.
George Washington answered.
All right. All right. I got Kevin from Greensboro who's still trying to get in on your first set of questions that you asked. And I got two more callers coming in.
So come on, Kevin.
Let's talk to our good friend Kevin from Greensboro. Kevin, how you doing?
Kevin Greensboro. Hello.
Hello, Olin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
I wanted to hop in on the states there.
Okay, let's go, Kevin. Okay, Kevin, you're on.
Okay, Minnesota. Known for 10,000 lakes.
Okay, what's the thing about that?
I know the answer to the Betsy Ross U.S. flag.
You're sorry. You gave it away. You weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, all right.
How about Texas oil?
Kevin. Kevin, so you said Minnesota, the Seven Lakes. What else?
Yep. Minnesota for 10,000 lakes.
Oh, 10,000 lakes. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Texas for oil.
Okay, anything about that? That's good.
Yep.
How about Rhode Island for the smallest state?
There you go.
Texas for the smallest state.
No,
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, it is the smallest state, but that's not what it's known for.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's it known for?
Gary, would you say it? What are you going to say?
I say it right.
What's it known for?
I'm not a judge.
The smallest state?
Yeah, you want to give that answer? Rhode Island, he said.
I'll answer it.
That's Gary. That's not the question. The question he's saying is Rhode Island is known for its smallest state. You want to give it to him?
Wait.
I don't think that's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. It is a small state, but no.
It's not known for that.
They've got something that. I know.
I have a product or something.
It's something like Philadelphia has, with a different name.
Okay, so wait, I missed because the first thing he said was Minnesota, right?
And that was a good one.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
And then he said,
"We'll get another question."
Texas with oil. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Kevin mentioned another state.
Another state.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how about California for gold?
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's absolutely.
Hit that one right out of the ballpark.
$10 kit card from the subway.
He's got it.
Yep, he got it.
He got himself a $10 gift card from Subway. California is known for its gold. That's correct. That's what made California gold. Originally, that's what's known for.
That's where the 49ers came from.
Yeah, but there ain't
no
gold left there now.
Hey, Kev. Thank you so much, Kev.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Congratulations.
So we got to take this caller right here. This young man, I love when this young man gives us a call. He's tuned in all the way over from the west side of the country, over not too far, about maybe 6 or 7 hours away from the great state of Alaska, in Vancouver, Washington, our good friend, the one and only, the young maestro himself, Gabe. Gabe, how you doing?
Oh, Gabe. How's Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
How you doing,
great.
Mr. Gabe? Did you have your birthday?
You know, I
Gabe,
heard you
did you have
guys
your birthday?
Talking about what some states are famous for, and I was going to say that I lived here for about almost 7 years, and I really don't know what Washington is famous for, but I know that Idaho is famous for their potatoes.
Okay, that's one state. Can you mention two more? Idaho's known for potatoes. That's correct.
Can
you mention two more states?
Let me think. I know that Florida is famous for Disney World.
Okay, that was not
we'll give you that one.
Absolutely, that's second. Okay, give me another state.
And let me think of another one. I don't know if someone already said this already, but I know that New York and New York City specifically is famous for the Empire State Building.
Oh, that's very good too. Nobody mentioned that. Nobody mentioned New York.
No, you got that.
You got it. You got three.
You're a winner.
You're a winner. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Gabe. Now you're going
to get Subway.
You know, thank you for calling in, Gabe.
That's the first time Gabe's won something on the show.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think was in a few other contests during the years, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much, Gabe, for calling
in.
Good to hear from you, Gabe.
Good to hear from you, Gabe.
Thank you.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Okay, you too. Talk to you later.
You too.
Somebody gave the answer way to when I asked her, and the first person making something in Philadelphia, they gave the answer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all heard it. Betsy Ross made the first flag. George Washington asked to make the flag. Betsy Ross. Yeah, I took Lynn when I was sighted. Yep. Took it to Betsy Ross.
Michael, there's one more that's always mentioned, usually mentioned. How about Philadelphia cream cheese?
Oh, that's right. Philadelphia cream cheese. Yep.
You know, one thing I remember, Gary, when Michael took me to the Betsy Ross house many years ago, and we walked in, and all the furniture was so small. The beds were so short, the chairs. And from what I understand, that people were actually shorter back then.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, I was a tall person back then.
Yeah.
People have really grown.
They really have. It's the way it was back then in the revolution.
That's why they make cars bigger.
You know, you think about that. You know, that's a very fun, interesting thing. Women back there were like in the 4 foot, 4 foot 10, 4 foot 11, maybe 5 foot tall. Men were 5 foot 2, 5 foot 3, 5 foot 4, 5 foot 5.
Yep.
But you didn't have any 6'6" seven. Forget 7 foot.
Yeah.
You know, 7 foot.
Maybe not till the 1800s.
I don't know when 7 foot. He wasn't 7 foot.
No, I didn't say seven, but he was.
But yeah, Abe Lincoln was tall. Yeah,
Michael, you and I got left out.
All right, so wait. All right, so are we done? Because it's like 8:52, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
we have the same time, Chris. Usually you're 2 minutes after me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So the great state of Illinois is known for Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's true. Right? Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
Land of Lincoln. Land of Lincoln.
The great state of Missouri is known for.
I was thinking that too. All right,
I
that was the Show Me State.
That's right. That's what it's better known for, the Show Me State, because you can show me better than you can tell me. And
that's
of course, I was gonna say, New York. New York is known for its hot dogs.
Well, can I?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
Wisconsin. Go ahead. Do I win?
Yeah, you win.
Wisconsin, I believe, is famous for its cheese.
Yes.
And Maryland is famous for its crabs, the Maryland crabs.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there for the crab. Let me think of one more really fast. Well, New Jersey,
we didn't talk about Jersey.
Yeah, we said it's famous for the
what else?
Down the shore.
We love
Taylor ham and hard roll.
No, besides that, what else we love?
What do we love?
Tomatoes!
Oh, I forgot.
New Jersey tomatoes.
I was only born. Wait, I have to come up with one more. Okay, let me just think really fast. Maryland. Let me see.
Boston.
Oh, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
They're famous for Paul Revere?
Bean soup.
Beans.
Or the Boston Tea Party.
Boston Tea Party.
That's right.
Listen, I got Peter on the phone line. He said he had a follow up, a great joke, real quick, that he wanted to get
time.
In. So, Peter.
Okay, great.
Peter, how you doing, Peter? Come on, Peter.
That's the best joke.
You ready?
Peter.
Yeah. Because she said New York is. I'm from New York. New York is known for its subways, and it reminded me of. It's known for its subways and also its heroes. And in Boston, they're called grinders, and in Philadelphia, they're called hoagies.
That's correct.
That's right.
Man,
four different ways of referring to them sandwiches.
You're right.
You know?
That's correct. Hoagies. I only knew it as hoagies. I'm still up here. No, we were hoagies.
And po'boys.
And what's the difference? And wait a minute. You forgot Connecticut is known for grinders.
Grinders. That's Boston and Connecticut, huh?
Connecticut, no food.
Yeah, Rhode Island and Connecticut.
What's the difference between a hoagie and a grinder?
There is a difference.
Is there?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% difference. No, no, no. There's a big difference between a hoagie and a grinder.
A hoagie on top.
No, a hoagie, 99% of the time, is not put in an oven. A grinder is 99% of the time put in an oven, and it's heated.
Yep, totally.
They give you a heated sandwich. It's heated. The sandwich is all melted together. That's why it's called a grinder.
That's right.
Grinder. That's a grinder. It's heated. It's all melted together.
Yep.
It's a grinder. It's in the oven. It comes out of the oven. They put in a pizza oven.
Oh,
and it's called a grinder. It's heated.
A detail I never knew of.
Okay. Oh, he's still there.
What?
Sorry. What's that?
What, Peter?
A detail I never heard of.
Yep, that's a fact. You know, no, I know it's a fact because I lived in both places, Connecticut and Philadelphia.
I lived in Rhode Island.
Yep.
So which goes
That's how they
the
make
oven?
A grinder. When they make a grinder, they put it in the oven.
Gary, will you live
there? Grinders in the oven. Yeah, the first CB base I ever went to was at Davisville, Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What were you saying, Peter?
So grinders go in the oven.
Usually.
Yes.
Usually.
They're
usually.
Toasted. Most of them are toasted.
99% of the time, you're going to get a grinder that's toasted. That's heated.
Yep.
99% of the time, when you get a hoagie in Philadelphia, it's cold. It's not heated.
Oh, I like the hot ones.
So it's different. I'm not saying the exception. I'm talking about the usual. That's why you're 99% of the time.
So if I ever meet Betsy Ross, she'll give me a cold hoagie.
That's right. Ever see Betsy Ross? Yep.
Thank you.
Okay,
Peter.
Thanks, Peter, for
thanks
calling in. Appreciate it.
Peter.
Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you,
Peter. Thank you, Peter. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, just a short wrap up. I'd like to see you all next week, and co host Sheila Young will be joining us. And actually, we're looking forward to hearing about her second visit to Houston, Texas. Actually, she got back yesterday, and she was there again regarding the audio description for the blind people visiting the Holocaust Museum in Houston. So we're really anxious to learn more about that and your calls and much more coming up.
And will you know what? Us? If Sheila Young...
Michael, will you join us?
Yeah, I'll join you. I'll join it. I'll always join you, wherever you are. Guess what? If it wasn't for Sheila going to Texas, we wouldn't know about our cousin.
Yeah, because I
because we talked about the radio show, and one thing led to another, and then we found out your cousin is a blind person.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Gary.
Barry. Yeah, Gary, you're up.
Yeah.
What about? You going to say goodnight, Gary?
Oh,
thank you for coming
goodnight,
on.
Goodnight, everybody. Love you. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. And let's stay tuned for next week. And I'll be back next month.
And Ken, thank you so much for listening. And thank you very much for being part of the show. And Chris, thank you for helping us. Thank you for being part of the show. And Lynn, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for helping Ms. Green. Thank you for caring the way you do. I love you all. Thank you. And if you can pray for Ms. Green, we'd certainly love it. Thank you. Love you all.
Okay.
Thank you for being part
love
of the show.
You.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
thank you.
In 1 week.
Good night, all.
Good night, all. Love you.
Stay safe. We love you.
Down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got